This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Sports Bettors Paradise on the BetRivers Network.
All right, Jimmy Yacht here with you on the Sports Bettors Paradise, looking at a couple of futures and a lot of golf with the Masters. It's Masters week as we transition from the Final Four to the Masters. How about the Final Four? Cashed in on those two futures back when, it was way back when South Carolina went to the women, went to Baton Rouge to beat the LSU Tigers, and man, they were going to be tough to beat, and they were going to be getting a lot of points, giving away a lot of points, tons of middle opportunities. Did hit a couple of hedges in the early rounds in the Sweet 16 and Elite 8. Did not hit the hedges, the middles, in the Final Four or Finals, but we cashed that plus 125 ticket on the South Carolina women and the UConn men. Well, they were part of that bet at Bet Rivers, where the Big East plus 350. And that was very deep in season, right up into the conference tournament. They were still plus 350. They cashed that ticket as they rolled through the tournament again. Looking at some of the future boards for at Bet Rivers, I'm looking at Major League Baseball, and you check out the standings, and yes, it's very, 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 very early. I get that. But we're just trying to find some value, trying to find a team maybe that will make a run. Who's maybe the Baltimore Orioles this year? The Pittsburgh Pirates are in first place. They're 9-2. Their run differential is plus 21. That is only second to the Atlanta Braves in the National League. And a few things that I like about with this young roster is, first thing is the division is improved top to bottom. But there's nobody in this division that really scares me. They're young roster, but they're showing me a little bit of maturity at the plate. They're third in all of Major League Baseball in on-base percentage. They're third in runs scored. So that lineup is producing some runs. We know they got a great closer, and they're getting decent pitching right now. But the other thing about their pitching is they're fourth overall in whip in all of Major League Baseball, out of all 30 teams. So statistically, the win-loss record, they showed a little gumption with the rally in the bottom of the ninth to take the series against the Baltimore Orioles. And unlike last year's early little run, it wasn't quite schedule related. Yes, they did play the Washington Nationals and the struggling Florida Marlins. The Marlins are better than what they're playing, though, right now. That's kind of a team with a little value right now. But once they got into the tough part of the schedule, they caved. I don't see that this year with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the other thing about the pitching is their number one overall pick last year, Paul Skenes out of LSU. He had his minor league debut, well, this year, his first appearance. He pitched like about 20 innings last year at the tail end of the season after their national championship. But he was flawless, dominant. And, you know, with a lot of these pitching injuries right now, this is a guy that throws in the triple digits with his fastball, and he's got an easy, fluid throwing motion. He will be called up at some point. They got to get through 20 games, contractual issues right there, but they will, similar to what the Cubs did with Chris Bryant, with Paul Skenes will come up at some point, and he will. He is MLB ready. So the Pirates plus 650. This thing's already moved this morning. It went from plus 700 to plus 650. We're going to take them to win the National League Central. Loving them Pirates in that one. Hey, you know, at Bet Rivers, I want to remind you that during each round of the Masters, Bet Rivers is offering live betting specials. Visit the Bet Rivers app for full details and discover what bonus awaits each day of the tournament. So here we go with the Masters. So I'm going to work with a $100 bankroll here. And first of all, $30 on Hideki Matsuyama, plus 1,800. He was the champion a few years ago. Of course, familiarity. He's had success. We know about that. And he's in really good form right now. He's been a popular choice. We're not getting the best number at him right now. But plus 1,800, it is available right now, and it's worth going. So, and it's and at Augusta, too, you know, strokes gained around the green is very important. And, man, he is lighting it up in that category as of late. Everything adds up to a really strong showing in this year's Masters. And the other thing I talk about, some of these golfers just afraid to win. He's not afraid to win, man. He is. He seems like when he's in contention and the stage is bigger and the shots are bigger, the putts are bigger, he knocks them down. So Hideki Matsuyama, $30 to win at plus 1,800. Brooks Koepka, he only cares about the majors. Well, that's only exaggerated since he's gone to live. So you thought he didn't care about the other tournaments before. He really doesn't care now. Last year, man, he was the 54-hole leader by two strokes. So a little disappointing there. But, hey, man, he also won a major last year in the PGA. So great showing. Tied for second last year here. And he loves the course. And he's a guy that's not afraid to win, even though he did lose the lead in the final 18 last year. But Koepka, plus 1,800, $30 on that one. So Patrick Cantlay's doing very well. He's aggravating to watch, man. He'll grip and re-grip and look and look and look and the whole thing. But top 10 plus 350, I think, is some value with Cantlay, who is just seems to be really, really consistent and always kind of hovering around, but has some troubles getting over the hump. Cam Smith, this is a personal bet here. I owe him so much money over the years. I miss him being on the PGA Tour. At 40-1, $10 to win on the mullet man. You know he is when he gets in shape and when he gets in position too. He's not afraid to win. And the guy that is afraid to win, we just got to throw a little something on. He's just one of the better golfers, and he's in good form, and he's playing well. But he just finds ways to lose. Xander Schauffele at plus 1,400 just to throw in. And then a final one here to wrap up our $100 bankroll. If you just had to pick, I mean, there was no odds involved, you pick Scottie Scheffler. There's no doubt about that. The putter has been fixed. He switched it. And now he is at hell on wheels. We know he loves the course. He's had success, former champion, the whole bit. But we can't take him just at plus 400. But we'll turn that 400 into plus 1650 by parlaying it with the Denver Nuggets to win the NBA. So Scheffler plus 400, Nuggets plus 250, two-team parlay, plus 1650 for $10 to close it out. So just a little saver in case he runs away with this thing. So Masters and a little MLB future bets. Good to talk some more NFL futures next week with former NFL star, Super Bowl champion, Brandon Stokley, my man from Louisiana, now in the Denver radio market and has been a guest with us on Sports Bettors Paradise in the past. We'll have Brandon along next week. For Sports Bettors Paradise, I'm Jimmy Yacht. Good luck to you.